The content of this program is meant for educational purposes only, because knowledge is power. However, the controversial subject matter discussed may not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, staff, or its advertisers.
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. The need for independent media is more critical than ever as people search for the truth. For the past 20 years, the Power Hour has focused on subjects which inform and educate about the real challenges we face as a nation. Join us as we discuss the Constitution, current events, and natural health solutions with the best experts on radio. Learn from some of the most insightful commentators you'll find in talk radio. Now, here's your host of the Power Hour, Dave Krieger.
And a pleasant good hump day to you. It's 7:01 a.m. Central Time where we are. Right over the heart of where we're going to have totality here very soon. And, of course, as you know, there's a lot happening. We're going to bring Pastor Jim Staley on, hopefully, at the bottom of next hour to talk about all this and what it means biblically. Oh, it should be interesting, huh? Oh, my God, it wars and rumors of wars. Yes, open your books to the Revelation and let's talk about the end of the world. I don't know if it's going to get that crazy. Understand that, you know, in 1811, yeah, that's when we saw the Devil's Comet, when we had another solar eclipse, and 3 months later we had the New Madrid Fault. And we had a massive earthquake. And we had a massive earthquake this morning in Taiwan, 7.4 magnitude earthquake. Shook the island, strongest in 25 years today, causing buildings to collapse and landslides, to crush highways and tunnels, resulting in at least 4 deaths and triggering tsunami warnings across the region. Of course, the tsunami warnings have since subsided, but we have around 700 reported injured. 7.4 struck at 7:58 a.m. local time, about 11 miles southwest of the east coast city of Hualien, at a depth of around 21 miles, according to the U.S. Geological Survey. It was followed by a 6.5 magnitude aftershock 13 minutes later, causing damage to 97 buildings, 4 of which partially collapsed. According to the National Fire Agency, at least 4 dead. They're still digging through the rubble. All the deaths and most severe damage to buildings occurred in Hualien County, near the epicenter on the island's less populated east coast. Number of injuries reported has grown, at least one of the casualties being identified as a hiker. The seismic activity, the Pacific Tsunami Warning Center, stated there was no tsunami threat to Hawaii or the U.S. Pacific Territory of Guam. It later stated any threat to the U.S. is largely past. Taiwan's Central Emergency Command Center reported over 91,000 households without power after the tsunami warnings. Taiwan, of course, is prone to earthquakes due to its location in the Pacific Ring of Fire, which is home to the world's most active volcanoes and the site of most earthquakes. The tremors are caused by tectonic plates pushing against each other, resulting in sudden releases of energy. The earthquake occurred as a result of a reverse faulting near the boundary between Eurasia and the Philippine Sea plates, according to the U.S. Geological Survey. Just so you know. Yeah, see, because look how, you know, we're talking about April 8th and the fact that, oh, we could have earthquakes and pestilence and all these cicadas are coming by the billions and swarming all over the United States, and you better get on your knees and repent. Yeah, signs and wonders. Yeah, hopefully we'll get into that in a little more detail. All of this, of course, brought to you by the Power Mall, where we have Grown by Nature products, iComplex CS, and Vitamir products, all 10% off this week with free shipping on Grown by Nature. And as far as the spring sale goes, you know, we had this going on last month. Our website was having some issues calculating the 2 different promotions we were offering, the 10% off site-wide and the free shipping with $250 plus orders. If for any reason you were trying to place an order online and weren't able to get the discount, call us at the Power Mall when it opens up at 8 a.m. Central. That's about 56 minutes from now. And talk to Jay about placing your order. We'll honor the discount for you. And, of course, apologizing for any inconvenience you may have experienced navigating the website. And let's see, of other importance is the RIC satellite system. We're still taking letters for those of you that want to try to win it. You can send a letter. Doesn't have to be a dissertation. We're not working on our PhD here. Yeah, PhD. What does that stand for? Poor, homeless, and desperate? No, we're not. We're not working on that. Just a simple explanation as to why you'd like the dish. Please make sure to include your name, address, and phone number. Otherwise, we can't get a hold of you to find out if you can use it or not. Rick Kaler will call you. He's been helping out people and getting that satellite dish up for many, many years. He and his wife, Bobby, run the show up there in beautiful city of Blue Springs, Missouri. You can email us at support@thepowerhour.com with your letter, or you can snail mail it to P.O. Box 14921, Springfield, Missouri, 65814. And, of course, as you know, we're 100% reader and listener supported. So, you know, when you call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829 and donate more than $25, you get a free Vitamir toothpaste. How's that? We'll sweeten the deal. And, of course, we're on Rumble. We also have a videos tab on thepowerhour.com so you can see what's going on over here. Those of you ordering for the first time, you can click on our checkout and go to type in where it says code, promotional code, type in first and the number 10 at checkout. Get 10% off. If you don't have a Power Mall catalog, you can get one simply by calling the Power Hour at 877-817-9829 and request one. We'll send it to you. And, of course, we've got new partners like Prepper Beef Freeze-Dried Beef. This is a 10-plus-year shelf life. I have some. I bought some. You can embrace the taste of all-American beef. It's not lab-grown, doesn't have mRNA jabs and any other stuff. It's a beefy experience. That's a play on words, folks. And it's veteran-owned. Yep.
Hey, Rookie, watch me pull the rabbit out of my hat.
Oh, that's Prepper Beef, freeze-dried beef, Bullwinkle. Yep, there you go. Gotta love it. It's one of our partners. And if you do go to the partners tab, please take 5 minutes to call and let us know so we can get credit for the purchase, because that's how it works in this world of ours. And, of course, if you're becoming electrosensitive, and you may already be electrosensitive, you just don't like hanging around EMF. You get body aches and all sorts of other stuff. Well, you're not alone, and we're doing a free workshop. It's the 2024 EMF Hazard Summit. It runs from April 11th through the 14th, after the eclipse, of course. Everything dies down. And when you go to thepowerhour.com and you go to the Partners tab, you can download a free guide to electrosensitivity and get access to the summit. And you can find out from the guide about the top 10 symptoms you might experience when you're overexposed to cell phones, Wi-Fi, Bluetooth, or other sources of EMF. It is radiation, folks. If you didn't know that, now you do. Moving right along with world news here at 8 minutes after the hour, the Australian Senate has approved a digital ID. And according to our sources, America is next. Digital IDs were just approved in the Australian Senate. They'll be coming soon as part of the World Economic Forum-backed global technocratic gulag, complete with CBDCs and social credit scores for all. This according to Alex Newman, who's been on our show before. Of course, he got on One American News with Alison Steinberg and talked about that. And, of course, this bill passing through the Australian Senate put in place the legislative framework for the phased expansion of their government's digital ID system. Katie Gallagher, Australian Minister for Finance, heading all this up. The government published a hypothetical example cases for what life would be like with and without a digital ID. Here's how the story goes. Amir, now it's funny how they would use the word, the name Amir. Amir and his family lost their house during a recent flood, and he needs to prove who he is to access government support. You see, first off, putting something like that out there to access government support. Oh my gosh, I've had a calamity. Who do I need to call and depend on? The government. You see, this is where we're going with this. Understand where I'm coming from with it, because now we're picking apart this news story. Without a digital ID, Amir will find it more difficult to prove his identity, given his ID documents were lost in the flood. Well, Amir, I'm so sorry, but if you were stupid enough not to carry your ID documents with you when the flood happened, that's on you. And now you depend on the government. Oh, Amir, you probably got the jab. You probably believed everything. Amir, you probably don't believe in God. You probably believe in Allahu Akbar. With the digital ID, Amir had already set up his digital ID before he lost his ID documents in the flood. With his mobile and internet connection, he can log online and verify his ID within 5 minutes to access the cash claim. All right, let's pick that statement apart. If you lost your ID documents in a flood, what do you think the flood did to your mobile and internet connections and your cell towers and everything else? You think the flood might have affected your power? You ever heard of power loss in the middle of a flood? Power lines down, phone poles uprooted. I mean, you know, storm waters can do that. People have been without power during floods. Hey, but that's all right. Amir's got his digital ID. Isn't that convenient? See, that's what they're trying to do, folks, is they're trying to pimp the idea on you that all of this digital ID is going to make it so convenient. Pretty soon you'll have to put your eyeball up to a camera and let it scan biometrically your iris. And when that happens, oh, it's already happening at all airports. Folks, look at the convenience of it. All you got to do is just go. See, all the stupid people do that. The ones that don't understand what's happening to them, oh, that's really convenient. I don't have to stand in a long line at TSA. You know what TSA stands for, especially if you're being searched. Tough ass, you know. Yeah. Yeah, that's what it stands for. You're the unlucky one. Yeah, especially, you know, I can't begin to tell you what it feels like to get a pat down there. Yeah, I have gone through that before because I look like some sort of terrorist, you know. I think the guy just likes to get his hands on people. Makes you wonder about some of these TSA agents, doesn't it? Oh, shut up. Yeah, those guys. Better wonder, are they latent or what? How well do they actually screen these TSA agents, by the way? That's what I want to know. What the Australian government and all totalitarian evildoers neglect to mention is the complete loss of privacy and individual sovereignty that digitization brings. And who's behind it all? Bill Gates, the Rockefeller dynasty, known subversives pushing the overthrow of human liberty and prosperity. Digital IDs are a key part of the architecture of tyranny, folks. And if we allow them here in America, I mean, I feel sorry for the Aussies, man. I thought they were better than that. Australia is even experiencing a cancel culture of its own. Because here you thought that all these soccer players or football or whatever, Australian soccer leagues, you would think they would be, you know, like rugby, the tough guys, you know? Get in the scrum. Yeah, how would you like to get in a scrum? You know, you're in a women's soccer league. And you find out that your opponent has 5 male-born players on their team that have gone on a tear, winning every single game for the preseason Burrell Ackroyd Cup tournament in the Sydney, Australia-based Australian Soccer League. Flying Bats FC won every game they played over the course of the 4-week competition, winning the grand final 4-0 at Macquarie Park on Sunday to take home the $1,000 jackpot. Well, see, what happened as a result, 24 women, young women, have quit the league after officials allowed that team, Flying Bats FC, to add 5 transgender athletes, some of whom went on to injure girls on other teams. And the thing is that they got real testy when the girls complained. And you've got coaches. You know, one of our players rushed over to try to help the injured player. She got her leg broken in 2 places. She's no longer playing football, because they call it football instead of soccer. It was a direct result of a real bad tall player. He didn't get a red card. Accidents happen, but this could have been avoided, according to the coach. And, of course, one of the players rushed over to try to help her. She was screaming so much in pain, and at the time, the person helping made a derogatory mark to the Bats player, which we apologize for. She was suspended. The Bats player, nothing happened to him. According to the coach, adding the girl was suspended for 8 games because she made a comment to the transgender. And the women said, we don't want to play against these players. I'm going to say it straight. There's men in a women's competition. That's wrong, according to the coach. You know, here's the thing. Women already know where men's gender identity is. You wonder when they're going to rise up with their knee or their foot and send these transgenders a message, if you get my drift. I'm just wondering when that's going to happen. If you've ever had it happen, you know what happens. You like get winded for a while and you're writhing in pain. I'm just wondering when they're going to say, okay, are you a man or a woman? Let's find out. Boom. Ow. Edge kabibble. All right. Oh man. I'm telling you, what would happen to sports as we know it? I'll guarantee you that if they allowed transgender people in the NFL, I guarantee you all the players on the opposing side would go after that person like nobody's business. That person would get cock-blocked and everything else that you can imagine. Strung out and flipped upside down in every which way, man. They'd tie him up in knots. Make him regret being in the NFL. I mean, this is what this is coming to, folks. They're really pushing this agenda, and I'm surprised that the Aussies are putting up with it. A top Kremlin spokesman told reporters yesterday Russia's considering removing the Afghan Taliban from its official terrorist organization list. Well, isn't that wonderful? Yeah, they're going to recognize the jihadists as the official government of Afghanistan and establish diplomatic ties. Wow. Isn't that nice? Yeah, they still have some pressing issues to resolve. Don't worry. This according to Dmitry Peskov, of course. They've been in contact with the Taliban, just like everybody else. And of course, Peskov was asked by journalists about delisting the Taliban. He said, look, you've said yourself that's the option under consideration. Let's wait until it ends and we can talk about it a little bit more about our position here at the Kremlin. Peskov confirmed the move less than 2 weeks after the Islamic State jihadist terror organization took credit for one of the deadliest slaughters at the Crocus City Concert Hall. Taliban appeared to recognize its friendly ties to Russia in its response to the Crocus City massacre. And, of course, it condemned it. Of course, ISIS-K, like Special K, you know. Now, what's a mother to do? Not serve your family total. Not in this case. It was a total mess. They consider it a blatant violation of all human standards, according to a spokesman for the Taliban. Well, you got to love that. Russia and the Taliban. I wonder if Russia is going to get to see any of those weapons that Biden left behind. See, we can't forget that, can we? Not going to happen. Nobody's talking about it, where these weapons ended up, right? Moving along at 18 minutes after the hour, for those of you clock watchers out there. Hush money judge issues warning to Trump about losing jury access. Now, there's some really nefarious stuff going on in this upcoming trial. Supposed to start April 15th. Juan Merchan, he is this New York Supreme Court justice. He has now warned former President Trump he might lose access to juror names in his upcoming trial if he continues to speak about the case in a way that the judge deems a risk to court proceedings. Oh. So he issues a gag order on April Fool's Day, and it was not an April Fool's joke. He expanded the existing gag order on April 1. So what he did, he expanded it to the families of the judge? Huh. The defense argued Trump's political speech was necessary in his political environment because that is New York State, after all, and only highlighted reasons why the judge should recuse himself. Oh, it gets better. With just 2 weeks to trial, attorneys for former Trump are renewing their efforts to request the judge's recusal over a gag order. And why is that? Well, because the judge submitted to an interview with the media and started talking about the trial. And they've been pushing this thing, raising money for the Democratic Party. According to reports of the interview, His Honor indicated the court wouldn't talk about the case, but did so anyway, according to the defense. Merchant told a reporter getting ready for the Trump case was intense, and he was striving to make sure I've done everything I could to be prepared and to make sure that we dispense justice. Yeah, like Pez candy. There's no agenda here, he told the Associated Press. Well, there's your first tip right there. Tipping of the scales in the opposite direction. We want to follow the law. We want justice to be done. Oh, you see, now that right there. See, the defense argued that sentiment should go without saying. You want justice to be done, but yet you had to get on AP and talk about that? The interview was at odds with rules for judicial conduct in New York that state judges should not comment on any pending court proceedings. He did anyway. But wait, there's more. Sorry, no Ginsu steak knives. Judge Merchant's wife used to work for New York AG Letitia James. Laura Loomer, an independent journalist and popular conservative commentator who on social media shared records, Judge Merchant's wife worked for Letitia James, wrote in a post on X, this fact represents another major conflict of interest. And now you know why he put that expanded gag order on Trump, because he didn't want him coming out in a post saying the whole thing's rigged. Wifey wife worked for Letitia James. They're all talking about it behind the scenes. It's more obvious how biased Judge Merchant is. He has to recuse himself now. There's clearly an appearance of a conflict here. That's enough in itself, writes Laura Loomer. All right, so now we've got more news coming out. You got to love that, right? This is nutty. This whole thing is rigged. I think everybody knows that. And the fact they're beating him up like that, and you can see all the political undertones here. And everybody is looking at this going, oh, the poor man, look what they're doing to him. And in the meantime, look what everybody else is doing behind the scenes. Remember what we said about the rope-a-dope? Everybody's watching that, you know. Sugar Ray Leonard, man, he was famous for that. You're watching one arm swinging around while the other one is punching in the face, right? Weapons of mass destruction. Meanwhile, RFK Jr. Is out on the campaign trail. And what did he say? He said he would pardon whistleblower Ed Snowden on his first day as president if elected and investigate the corruption and crimes that he exposed. Oh, you really think that the NSA is going to allow you to do that? Mr. Kennedy, you know what happened to your brothers? They got too close to deep state, and they don't like that. Deep state retaliated. Yep, that's why we had our guest on yesterday talking about it. The big JFK conspiracy researcher. Donald Jeffries, you remember that, right? If you were listening yesterday, you would have been able to pick up on that for the whole hour. I mean, come on. He's one of our most highly regarded guests here on the show. Edward Snowden leaked information about the NSA's widespread domestic surveillance operation during Obama, during that period. That's 8 years of surveillance. He fled from the U.S. in 2013 amid possible espionage charges that could have sent him to prison for 30 years or more. According to Mr. Kennedy, Mr. Snowden performed a critical public service by revealing to Americans for the first time that our government had been spying on millions of us, of law-abiding American citizens in violation of numerous laws and of our fundamental right to privacy. That's the Fourth Amendment to the Constitution, folks. For those of you that, you know, privacy. Yeah. See, unless you come out in the public, vis-a-vis like playing on social media, getting on the phone and making threats when they're listening to your calls. That's what they're doing. Sending emails out on Gmail. You know, most of these. See, that's why people, you know, have Proton Mail. People like me. We have Proton Mail to send sensitive information. That's what that's for. There's some other ones. But see, your right to privacy is preserved by the Constitution. People seem to forget that. Whatever, man, I got nothing to hide. That's fine. You'll be one of the ones that sticks your eyeball up to a scanner and, yeah, you're that guy. A federal judge, on Monday, by the way, dismissed Florida Governor Ron DeSantis from this lawsuit filed by illegal immigrants who were transported to Martha's Vineyard, Massachusetts on chartered flights in 2022. U.S. District Judge Allison DeBurrows said there were insufficient facts presented in the lawsuit to exercise jurisdiction over Mr. DeSantis and other staff members. So they're out, of course, without prejudice. That means that they could be reentered into the case. They can still proceed with their lawsuit against Vertol, the Florida-based company that was paid $1.5 million to transport illegal immigrants to Martha's Vineyard. Now, what happens if they were to deport? You know, I like that word, deport. So do you. Judge Burrows said Vertol and other defendants were not legitimately enforcing any immigration laws when transporting illegal immigrants. What if the ones they transported were violent illegal immigrants? Yeah, see, and then you got the NGOs. They're part of the suit, too. Alianza Americas. Yeah, that's a network of organizations supporting illegal immigrants across the U.S. See, now they have to prove that they were actually harmed by this. Many of these immigrants were Venezuelans. These illegals allegedly told if they were willing to board the planes to other states, they'd receive social services. They would have anyway. I mean, Biden's handing out credit cards and all sorts of other stuff. Pretty sad, huh? Wisconsin voters have delivered a blow to Zuckerbucks in their state's elections on April 2nd. That was yesterday, by the way. They made up their minds on two election measures introduced and championed by Republicans in the state and former President Trump. Wisconsinites chose yes on a measure restricting private money from entering elections, a concern of many GOP voters and elected officials after 2020, which saw significant donations from tech billionaire and Facebook founder Mark Zuckerberg in and beyond the state. Conservatives often refer to liberal donors' contributions as Zuckerbucks. Specifically, the proposal would alter the Constitution to provide that private donations and grants may not be applied for, accepted, expended, or used in connection with the conduct of any primary election or referendum. Voters also chose yes on a related measure for limiting selection of election staff on primaries, referenda, and elections. Only election officials designated by law can participate. An analysis from the Foundation for Government Accountability, a conservative think tank, found that more than 10 million of the Chan Zuckerberg Initiative's funding went to Wisconsin, a key swing state. The overwhelming majority of that ended up in Milwaukee, Madison, Green Bay, Racine, and Kenosha, the state's five largest cities. Now, that should tell you something. That should tell you something. That you see all the money in the campaign, they look for the population centers, and that's who gets the money. Because all the people in the hinterland, of course, are going to vote conservative. Why waste your money there? No, they want to target the main cities. This is what the Democrats are doing. This is why the Wisconsin voters did what they did. We've got some other news coming up after the break, in addition to your phone calls here on the Power Hour. We will be back after these important messages. Stay with us.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
Hi, this is Dave Krieger for the Power Mall. If you've seen me take a Regaresp while live streaming on the Power Hour, you should know that I take this great product from North American Urban Spice regularly. One of the worst things that can happen to a talk show host is lung congestion, and a Regaresp keeps that at bay, especially during allergy season. If you're suffering from sinus issues, you may too be suffering from sinus drainage, which gets into your lungs and that affects your breathing. I practice what I preach when it comes to having clear lungs. I can't say enough good things about a Regaresp in helping to restore lung function due to sinus drainage and allergies. If sinus issues are bugging you like they do me, do yourself a favor and pick up a bottle of a Regaresp from North American Urban Spice online at thepowermall.com or call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. A Regaresp, one of the great products from North American Urban Spice.
For the past 20 years, the Power Mall has been a trailblazer, leading the way in providing our customers with only the best health, wellness, and readiness products. We have worked hand in hand, helping to grow many small businesses, and we continue to provide exceptional customer service, educating our customers so they can make informed purchases. You can shop with confidence, knowing that we have personally vetted every product that we offer. Your health and well-being means so much to us. We have championed voting with your dollars. And when you shop with the Power Mall, you are helping to keep ever so important and often censored health information in the forefront. Buy from the good guys. Shop thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Or call 877-817-9829. Hi, this is Jay from the Power Mall. I'm here to talk with you today about one of our most powerful products that does not get enough recognition. That product is Blockbuster All Clear by Good Health Naturally. Blockbuster is a blend of proteolytic enzymes and antioxidants, which combine serrapeptase and natokinase with digestive enzymes, antioxidants, pine bark extract, oh, and much more. The unique combination of these ingredients have been carefully selected to provide powerful support for a range of health conditions, with particular benefit to heart and cardiovascular. Kidney health is another area that benefits from targeted enzyme support, as there is a close link between cardiovascular system and kidney function. If you'd like to learn more about this powerful product, give me a call today, 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com.
With inflation constantly chewing away at the value of paper money, perhaps it's time for Americans to bite back. Ownership of gold and silver coins provides great counterbalance to weaker paper money value. U.S. Coin Capital provides physical gold and silver coins. You can reach us directly at 1-800-878-2646, uscoincapital.com.
Hi, this is Linda from the Power Mall. I would like to tell you about a product that I personally take and recommend. I was very drawn to the Bone Active Topical Rub because I want to build healthy bones and prevent age-related bone loss, which so many of my friends have. Bone Active Oil contains three of the most potent mountain herbal oils known to man: sage, rosemary, and oregano. I rub it on my joints and on the bottom of my feet. And an added bonus is that it smells amazing. Not only is it potent by just rubbing it on the body, but also can be taken internally. Take advantage of the research. Use Bone Active rubbing oil and capsules to support a healthy overall bone density response. I'd love to talk with you more about this product. Call me at 877-817-9829 or learn more by visiting thepowermall.com.
And we're back for this second segment here at the Power Hour. Dave Krieger with you. Nebraska's Governor Jim Pillen, by the way, besides what happened in Wisconsin we were talking about before the break, the governor, who's Republican, is back to conservative-led effort to award all of the state's electoral votes to the presidential candidate who wins statewide. This is what we call the winner-takes-all statewide popular vote. This is also going on in the state of Maine as well. Theoretically, what happens here, if you know how it works, Of course, this has been at odds with the rest of the country, of course, as you know, because the rest of them don't work like that. But with this system, a presidential candidate could win the state but still lose one electoral vote if their opponent won in a congressional district like Omaha, for example. Barack Obama won a single electoral vote in 2008. Biden won the same in 2020. In a statement made yesterday by Nebraska Governor Jim Pillen, speaking in favor of the legislation that would change how a state awards electoral votes, state legislator Senator Lauren Lippincott, a name you know, legislation's got a strong chance of passing now in both the state house and the state senate, and it goes into effect before November 2024. So that means that if Trump takes all of the Nebraska popular vote, he gets all the electoral votes, no exceptions. One other news note before we go to the phones, Congresswoman Lauren Boebert has undergone emergency surgery for a blood clot. This happened yesterday. She had a blood clot in her leg. According to a statement released by her campaign, she began suffering severe swelling in her upper leg on April 1, prompting her to visit UC Health Medical Center, the Rockies in Loveland, Colorado. At the facility, she was diagnosed with May-Thurner syndrome. This is a condition that affects blood flow. It occurs when the right iliac artery, which sends blood to your right leg, presses on the left iliac vein, which carries blood from your leg to your heart. Some people have no symptoms of May-Thurner syndrome. Others develop deep vein thrombosis or blood clots in the legs. Now, I would suspect, just reading this article, that DVT probably was the culprit here because she flies a lot back and forth, and you sit on airplanes, and that's a lot of people experience DVT as a result of that. So we don't actually know. According to the statement from Boebert's campaign, the attending physicians treated her condition by removing the clot and inserting a stent into the affected vein to prevent the recurrence of symptoms. She is predicted to soon resume to normal activity. So there you have it. I guess our prayer should go out to her. We'll talk about the economy and what's happening there. A couple of interesting things happening. Brady, you are first up this morning.
Yeah, good morning, Dave. I had a little dilemma. I was kind of pondering a thought this morning, and you brought up that on the 8th, coming up real shortly here, the eclipse is going to be in everybody's picture here. And I'm just wondering why NASA is launching rockets, like three or four of them, at that same time. And what are they aiming at? They're really not giving us a really good description of what they're shooting at. What kind of rockets are they launching? And if they do miss, Dave, are they going to puncture a hole right through the firmament and open up a whole bunch of portals in other dimensions?
I don't know. Let's ask Mike in Alaska. Mike, how you doing this morning? You're on with Brady. Go ahead. I knew you guys were going to tag team this. Mike knows the answer to that, right?
Oh, I'm sorry there, Dave. I was dropped, and Todd just put me back on. Good morning, you guys.
So can you answer Brady's question?
What's that?
Brady wants to know what NASA's trying to do with this rocket. Punch a hole in the firmament and start Armageddon or whatever, the second coming of Christ? I mean, what's going on here?
Cartoon.
We're going to talk about that another part of the next hour. Yeah.
Yeah, another cartoon. This whole administration is nothing but a glorified cartoon show. You never know what's going to come up. Expect the worst, you know. But anyway.
They got the super collider going on, too. You know that's happening on April 8th, too, right? Yeah. They're going to try to create the God particle.
Yeah, break into another dimension and waste more of our money. They're going to do that, too, with the neutrino. The neutrino tunnel now building from South Dakota to Minnesota. You should see Google Neutrino Project, South Dakota. They've got two cavernous underground tunnels, 3 football stories each in size. So that's another thing that Brady and I have been working on. They're trying anything they can to bypass God so they can find eternal life, to mix in metallic and organic and digital to sustain eternal life, but it'll never happen. It'll never happen, and AI will just eat itself. But
well,
I tried to party this morning.
Yeah, you know what amazes me about you guys? You not only do you listen to the show, but you talk to each other on a regular basis, which I wish all of our listeners would do, because that's kind of like your own little underground network of stuff circulating and information, you know, part of the information network that we really desperately need in this country.
Yes, we thrive off of each other's research, and we also have 10, 12, 13 radio stations like yours that we target every day that we can when we're not trying to make a living. But this morning I went on C-SPAN Washington Journal and plugged your show and the InfoWars, but right when I said it, they cut me off. I don't know if they let me. Yeah, but I'm going to try again. See?
Oh, this is
C-SPAN Washington
Journal. Yeah, Mike, yes. It sounds almost like, remember when people used to call Larry King, Larry, you know, and do the now we go to the phones and Bob Abui. Remember all the people at Howard Stern show used to call up and Bob Abui,
yeah,
Bob Abui, Bob Abui. Remember that?
This sounds, oh, yeah,
this
yeah.
sounds that's, almost like that.
That's, yeah, I listened to Howard Stern right after he had his TV show. And that same time that Wally George was on, but I and then Howard used to be conservative. He had Alex Jones on, and you know, but he's changed. But Oh, Dave, did you hear? One America News is reporting now. Let's see here. One America News is reporting now that the epicenter of the Taiwan quake is directly under the international airport where Hillary and Nancy just landed. Holy cow!
Interesting.
They found,
Hillary
yeah,
and
they
Nancy
found the cause of the earthquake.
All right.
Gotcha.
Oh my!
Hey, I never finished my treasure. I never finished my true treasure story. It would only take 10 seconds.
Yeah. Go ahead. Finish it.
Okay. The Indian kept leaving Randsburg there and Red Mountain with, and after he got drunk, spent all his nuggets out of his pouch. These guys couldn't take it. Three times they saw this. They followed him for 3 or 4 days. This guy zigzagged all over the Mojave, basically then came back. They saw him across the valley. He went down into the mountain. 3 hours later, he came out. So they waited one full day and went over there. They crawled up to the top of the mountain with rope, torch, this is a true story, rope and torches, and then crawled down 1,600 feet approximately, and they felt air whoosh up at them. They lit their torches, they hit the bottom, and they held the torches up, and they saw a river, and on the banks of the river was black sand and nuggets sticking out everywhere.
Wow.
Good morning.
And so anyway, they crawled back up, and they got greedy. They dynamited the entrance and proceeded to try to make it back to L.A., middle of summer out there in the desert. And back then, it was a big ordeal to make it from Mojave to L.A. One guy died. The other guy on his deathbed tried to draw a map to it, but to this day, no one's ever found the underground river of gold and black sand, and that's a true story documented in the Mining Journal.
Oh, my. Well, I'm glad that you were able to share that with us. Wow. That's a story and a half. Now you're going to make everybody want to go diamond shopping. Well, I appreciate the story, and thanks for your calls, guys. Appreciate that. Lots of news here to cover today. We're moving on to the economy because people are wondering about these electric vehicles that you see roaming. We've had conversations with numerous people about this. And even... one of our friends who's a real estate agent bought one of these Model 3s or Model S's. I think a lot of these real estate agents buy these kinds of cars because they think that they're infallible and that it shows off their success. Some people, oh, you have one of those, you know, how about a DeLorean? Why don't you buy one of those? Or, Lamborghini, why don't you buy one of those? At least we know that those things won't blow up. Maserati, how about that? It does 185. I lost my license. Now I don't drive. Yeah. Remember that? Oh, man. Tesla is taking it on the chin for the first time in 4 years. Quarterly deliveries down. Elon Musk-led company shares fell 5.3% in early trading. They were on track to lose $30 billion in market value. Despite the fall, which adds to a nearly 30% slide in value so far this year, Tesla's market capitalization was still well above the combined valuation of Toyota Motor, Mercedes-Benz, and Porsche. Tesla handed over about 386,810 vehicles in the 3 months of March 31st, down 20.2% from the prior quarter. It produced 433,371 vehicles during that period. Wall Street, on average, expected Tesla to deliver 454,200 vehicles, according to 18 analysts polled by Visible Alpha. The discrepancy between deliveries and production implies 46,000 loss in incremental inventory, which confirms that beyond the known production bottleneck, there may also be a serious demand issue. Duh! And this is Deutsche Bank, Deutsche Bank. Emmanuel Rosner wrote in a note. I know, I keep calling them Deutsche Bank because, you know, that's what they are. I mean, look at Trump. Deutsche Bank even says, oh, yeah, we wanted to do business with Trump, yet look what Letitia James used, all to her convenience. I sure see how this works, you know, and Trump, they approach Trump for crying out loud. These people are security specialists. This is what they do. And they analyze value. And look, they look at the risk factor, something Letitia James knows nothing about. But here we have Tesla. Basically, this is where the pushback is. I am surprised that they even got rid of 386,810 vehicles. Now, they went to dealerships. Now, whether or not the dealerships are going to be stuck with these things is hard to say. But, I mean, understand something. As far as the environment goes, if you want to talk about that, understand the environment is affected by this when these batteries go berserk and catch fire. And then you're in the car, and the car's on fire, and the electric goes out and you are locked in your car and you burn to death. You really want that? Oh, that sounds infallible to me. Kevin in Ohio, good morning, sir. How are you?
Good morning, Dave. We're getting poured down with rain.
Hold on. I believe it.
I can't. Have you seen this guy do intellectual frog legs? That comedian.
Oh, intellectual frog legs. No.
Yeah. Oh, that guy's, he's a riot. And he was doing a thing about over Easter weekend. And he said the Biden family is mainly Catholics, except for Hunter. He's a crystal Methodist. I thought that was
bada
a good
bing,
one.
Bada boom.
Yeah. And two things. Do you see where the avian flu has been transmitted from a cow to a man?
I did hear that.
Yeah.
Makes you wonder what the guy was doing, you know.
Well, you know, you just get around cows. You get in those milking parlors. You're right up against their you know, working in.
Well, yeah. I mean, that's it's like the boy and the girl that were sitting on the fence watching the bull mating with the cow and. He says something about, you know, hey, check that out. You know, you want to do what the bull and the calf are doing? She says, hey, go ahead. It's your cow.
Yeah.
aside from that, you know, I mean, it just gets better, you know.
One more, too. This last missile attack by Russian into Ukraine.
Ukraine. Everybody's talking about the Israel attack on Syria and what happened over there, blowing up that. Oh, so you got a different missile attack, all right?
But yeah, it was this last weekend.
Okay.
It was somewhere around Friday, Saturday, somewhere there, and it was effective. They knocked out over 80% of Ukraine's ability to produce electricity using thermal or hydroelectric.
Wow.
They're looking at over a year to a year and a half to fix this, to make the repairs. So those people right now, they're sitting in April weather, which is daggone cold over there.
Oh, yeah.
With no electricity. No electricity at night. You know, man, there's only 20% of the country has electricity effectively or you know, produce that much. It's just real sad. Really
it
bad.
Is. This is the way war is. It's unfortunate. And, of course, a lot of this is politics.
Oh, yeah, it is. Well, thank you, Dave.
I appreciate your call, sir. Hope you're having a good week. And we appreciate your support of the show, too. March of this year marks the 56th consecutive month of more than 1 million gun sale background checks. The NICS system, you know, the National Instant Criminal Background Check System. 1.4 million background checks for gun sales, stretching the current streak of more than 1 million background checks to 56 months. The FBI reported a total of 2,626,068 background checks during the month of March, this last month, slightly over 1 million of which were checks on concealed carry permit applicants and permit holders. National Shooting Sports Foundation adjusted the reported data to reflect only background checks for gun sales and noted a final figure of 1.442 background checks. 56 months in a row where the background checks rate has exceeded a million. Now, not all these background checks resulted in a gun sale. Background checks are not conducted on firearms, but on those who wish to purchase firearms, and someone who passes a NICS check can buy more than one gun at once. Moreover, nearly half the states in the union allow people with concealed carry permits to purchase guns in their respective states without going through a NICS check, because that concealed carry permit requires a regular NICS check for renewal. So the sales and transfer conducted by concealed carry permits would be in addition to those conducted via the 1 million plus NICS checks for gun sales. But it's amazing now. People are buying guns for what? Protection. A federal judge, by the way, as long as we're talking about guns, has blocked the ATF from enforcing its pistol brace rule for millions of members of what? The National Rifle Association, the NRA, as the appeals process plays out. This came after the NRA filed a lawsuit against the ATF. You know, the jackbooted thugs and fascists that attacked Waco, arguing the agency's rule to reclassify the brace-equipped pistols as short-barreled rifles is unconstitutional. This is U.S. District Judge Sam Lindsay siding with the guns group, arguing the Fifth U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals already concluded that the ATF pistol brace rule fails the logical outgrowth test and violates the Administrative Procedure Act. And it is unlawful under that act. You see, this is where they try to go over and above what the law allows and put their own 2 cents in. The judge agreed with the NRA's arguments that its members would be substantially harmed by the ATF rule, which was finalized in January of this last year. Compliance with the final rule is not discretionary. The NRA's members face severe penalties for their failure to comply, the judge wrote. So, both the final requirements for injunctive relief are satisfied because the threat and injury to NRA's members outweighs the threat and harm to the defendants, the ATF. Enforcement of the final rule under the circumstances will not disturb the public interest. Bully for the NRA member. And you know why people are getting background checks and buying concealed carry permits? Here's a classic example for you. An alleged home intruder in San Antonio, Texas, died shortly after being shot multiple times by a homeowner. The alleged intruder, 59 years old. The homeowner, 27. Officers who responded to the call about the shooting found the 59-year-old with numerous gunshot wounds. He was pronounced DRT. What? You're going, DRT? Yeah, died right there. KSAT TV in San Antonio noted the 59-year-old is alleged to have forced his way into the home and assaulted the victim. Homeowner indicated he feared for his life and shot the alleged intruders. Officers, of course. Homeowner acted in self-defense. This is why people are carrying guns, folks. This is why this is happening. We've got more news, more to talk about here when we come back from these important messages at the Power Hour for the Power Mall, which, by the way, opens up in 5 minutes at 877-817-9829. We'll be back with these after these important messages. Stay with us.
Harmful organisms are everywhere affecting your health and well-being. Fortunately, there's a solution. Paratrex is a unique formula designed to help create an environment that's hostile to invading organisms. Made with a blend of herbs and other natural ingredients such as wormwood, which has often been used in traditional medicine as a dewormer. If unwanted organisms are affecting your health, Paratrex can help bring it all back in balance. Order today from thepowermall.com or call 877-817-9829.
Are you tired of trying to figure out how to get all your fruits and vegetables into your busy lifestyle? OptiVita Complete Essentials provides you with 22 whole food vitamins and minerals, 29 fruits and vegetables, probiotics, antioxidants, and botanicals for ultimate health and nutrition. 30 individual packs, now less than $3 per day. Get your OptiVita Complete Essentials by calling 877-817-9829 or order online at thepowermall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the OptiVita Silver Lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
My husband is a welder by trade, but he grinds his welding products, and he doesn't wear a helmet or a mask to do that. And he had this cruddy stuff in his lungs, and it just wasn't going away. And I heard you one time talking about the Sera enzyme for the lungs, and my goodness, I mean, he can breathe so much easier, and I don't hear that crud in his lungs. Thank you so very much.
To find out more about this product or others like it, go to our website at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Jay's standing by to take your call. Now more than ever, we need your support. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.